For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Chair of the Henry County Historical Society, Carolyn Lehman.
Are you guys getting houses and buildings put on the register every year? And also, is that your only goal, is to get homes on the register?
We are working on properties, trying to identify properties that were important for some reason or another, whether it was the person, the event, the type of property it is. Could be a bridge, it could be a downtown building in a little community. I guess we're trying to identify these things that meant something and at least let people know what their history was in this town or community. And no, that isn't our total goal. Through the years, we have marked all of the abandoned towns in Henry County with one of the brown signs, which depicts that type of something to visit, an important site of some type. We have done that, and we have written two books, The Abandoned Towns of Henry County and The Unincorporated Towns of Henry County. We are now nearing completion of a book, The Transportation for Henry County. So those are things that we keep working on. We have donated some funds to some historic properties to help with their restoration. So we do keep quite busy.
Absolutely. It sounds like it never ends. Lastly here, abandoned towns. Could you explain what that is? Does that mean that there's no one living there, no businesses?
That's right. There might be a building or something left there, but there is no town. Let me think if I can tell you some of them. One of them is East Grove, and that is near where the Gerritsen's farm is, and that is why they named their winery East Grove. There was DeNova and Vega. There were several that you just don't find almost even referenced anymore. They were there for sometimes a very short period of time, but they probably all had a post office. There was Barry, there was Baltimore. Those were both in Baltimore Township. There was Bagnell, and that was also then changed to DeNova. There was Bedford, Belfast, Boylston, and that is where one of the stone houses is that we're working on now. There was Cotton Grove, East Grove, Finnis, Irish Town, Jefferson, Ketchum Switch, Merrimack, McClure'sville, Rural, Stringtown or Traxler, Vega, Wayne, and Winona. So you can see there were a lot of little towns that used to be in Henry County, and I'm sure all counties are the same way.
So time passed and people moved to bigger cities?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the railroad came, and so the town just packed up and the inhabitants moved to the community that formed near the railroad, close to their former little town.
People can just go and check these places out? You said you have signs next to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are marked. And we've marked Richwood's Church and Pickle Church, which is just south of Lowell, the top of the hill. Those are both very old churches. Most churches had cemeteries, rural ones. And so these two are examples of those. There are four properties in New London that we have done, and Swedesburg, there are communities around there, properties, even a bridge, Fish Creek Bridge, which had to be moved, but it's near the Skunk River at the little community of Oakland Mills.
Geez, I could talk to you all day, Karen.
Well, I think we kind of would talk about the same thing over and over, but we do try to recognize and identify and do what we can to bring these into the attention of people and know that there is something special about their county and or their town.
Carolyn, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
That was my conversation with Carolyn Lehman, Chair of the Henry County Historical Society. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.